Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, there's been some controversy about the St. Louis County auditor's position. Nicole Galloway, in an audit, blamed the position and the person in that position, Mr. Tucker, for allowing Steve Stanger to get away with some stuff. At least he thought he was going to get away with it, and not keeping a closer eye on some of the spending and other action going on there. Elliot Davis from our partner Fox 2 has a special report coming up tonight, and he is kind enough to join us here this morning. Tell us about it. Elliot, how are you?
Well, I am doing pretty good this morning, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you on here. It's great to have a partnership with Fox 2 here at KMOX and have people like you available to tell us some of what you're working on. So tell us about your report tonight. What are some of the key aspects we're going to unveil?
Well, this is a story I've actually been working on for the last, about 4 years, since 2017, when Mark Tucker, the county auditor, got appointed to the position. And there was some disagreement over whether he should have that job in the beginning. Sam Page was the chairman at the time he was appointed, and he got some pushback, but he was given the job anyway, in a split council vote. But during the, like you said, investigation of Steve Stanger, some sharp criticism of Tucker by the St. Louis County, by St. Louis State Auditor, Nicole Galloway. Now, the county council is looking at hiring a new auditor, taking some of the state auditor's recommendation on boosting the requirements for that position. One of the things Nicole Galloway said, and one of the things that's been really hurtful for taxpayers in St. Louis County, was she said the auditor was not qualified, had no auditing experience when he got the job. I think it was a healthcare lobbyist or something like that. And so she's saying, hey, that worked a disservice to taxpayers. And also what she said was that Steve Stanger should not have been allowed to get away, or not have been able to get away with all the things that he got away with, that those things should have been detected, which obviously would have saved taxpayers a great deal of money. He is still in the job. The audit was released, about September of last year. And these sharp criticism of the auditor, there were some council members that said he should be fired at the time, but he has hung on. He is still in that position, but perhaps not for long. It'll be the summertime before they actually come up with somebody else, and they say once they hire that new person, the present auditor will be gone. But he's still in that job 7 months after the state auditors blamed him in part for Steve Stanger being able to get away with some of the things that he got away with. Like I said, it's a critical position. I do government waste, and one of the people that we count on, that rely on to be able to uncover waste, be able to see it and spot it, is the county auditor. In this case, the state auditor says the county taxpayers have not gotten their money's worth.
Yeah, and Nicole Galloway pointed out that none of the three employees working in the county auditor's office has auditing experience prior to being appointed or hired. I think I hear that and I just shake my head. How does that happen?
Yeah, why do you need that? I mean, you know, it's like you get somebody to fly a plane and nobody has a pilot's license. I mean, what the heck? But the auditor, the county auditor himself, did not have auditing experience and not have the credentials. And so the people he hired, I guess, followed suit. I mean, I guess if you're the county auditor and you don't have all the qualifications that you need, you don't have all the certification that you need, why would you hire somebody else that has it? They might take your job or something. Somebody might look and say, hey, let's hire that guy or that lady. She at least has certified. But that's exactly what happened. And what he found is that his first year in the job, he didn't do one audit. That was one of the criticisms brought out by the state auditor. They said, look, you're paying for an auditor that's not doing audits. And they actually compared it with St. Charles County, for example. And they said that was an office with a budget that was like $125,000 less than the county auditing auditor's budget. And they did 8 audits with a smaller staff and less revenue, and just by way of comparison. So it's hard to just really imagine what you were getting, what taxpayers were getting, what you weren't getting, according to the state auditor, was you weren't getting a watchdog to watch up for all the stuff that Steve Stinger was doing. I mean, and some of it was pretty brazen. And the auditor says, hey, look, just half of that would have detected some of this stuff, and would have, obviously, that would have helped taxpayers in some of these ventures, like, oh, what was going on in the Northwest Plaza deal that's going to cost taxpayers, I don't know, $50-70 million over the long run. So these are some big ticket items. This was a massive deal that was going on, and it's hard to underestimate it. And what the state auditor says was, look, this was happening right under the noses of the county auditor. Well, right now, the county council is at least moving, 7 months later, albeit, but at least is now moving to try to get a new county auditor.
You mentioned several months later. Why several months later? Why hasn't this already been done?
Don't know. That's the short. That is the short answer. There were some people who were in favor of firing immediately, and I imagine there were some legal issues involved on, but they said that his contract expired in 2018, and so all they had to do was to get somebody else. So not sure, but as you know, in the county council, there's been so much going on. Remember, and I'm not going to get far off the rails. I promise myself I'm not going to do that. But you recall the battle they had over who was going to be chairman of the county council, and that was a huge battle. It went to court, cost taxpayers a bunch of money. So there have been this ongoing battle between the council and Sam Page, and so that may have played a role in delaying the focus on the county auditor. So having gotten a couple of things settled, they're now coming back around to focusing on the county auditor. So it may have been just some of the confusion that's been going on.
So Fox 2's Elliot Davis, what's the connection, or is there really one, beyond the fact that Sam Page was the council chairman when Mark Tucker was hired? Is there a further connection between the two?
I don't really know. I don't really think so. Obviously, he's somebody that Sam Page wanted in the job. That's all I know for sure. Because, like I said, I remember the I was covering the story at the time when his name was put in for the job. Sam Page was pushing him to get that job. I think he was a healthcare lobbyist, but some of the other councilmen were saying, but he's not an auditor. He doesn't have auditing experience. Why are we going to hire this guy? And Page said, no, but he's, you know, he's qualified for it. And so he was the chairman of the council at the time. And so the majority council, he had the votes, basically. And so the majority of the council went along with him. But like I said, they're prepared to do a reversal now. But there were some who were arguing at the very beginning that he should not have been hired. That was the argument. How do taxpayers lose? Well, not only did you miss out on all the wrongdoing and criminality that was happening under the Stinger administration, but who knows what other waste of money has been going on in St. Louis County that you did not know about. So it could be a slew of different aspects of a waste of your money that's happening in St. Louis County. You count on your auditor to be able to pick out those things, but someone with no auditing experience just didn't pick it out. So St. Louis County taxpayers have no way to know if their money is being wasted in a number of areas. Why? No watchdog.
And we also count on Elliot Davis to let us know when government is wasting money. And in our final minute or so, Elliot, I guess the key thing now is looking ahead and the council changing the requirements for the county auditor.
Absolutely. And they are going to take some of the recommendations that were made by Nicole Galloway, who said, hey, the person should be certified as an auditor. He should have he or she should have experience in auditing for government, that those should be some primary requirements. The experience part of it, the certification part of it. So you have a way of measuring I mean, that this person is qualified, that no different than if you have a lawyer, you want him to have passed the bar. If you have a doctor, you want him to at least be licensed to be a physician. So there are some ways to measure competency, and you want to make sure you have all those things so that you know you're getting someone who can at least do the job. And the state auditor pointed out what this auditor did not have and what the next auditor does have. And so they're going to hike the pay a little bit, too. I think the current auditor was making, I think, $85,000. Tucker, I think, was making $85,000. I think they're going to raise the position was going to be up to $119,000. One of the councilmen, I think it was Tim Fitch, said, okay, look, if we want somebody better, we got to pay just a little bit more to be able to get that. So that's going to also be a factor in going forward and what they're looking for.
So, Elliot, when can we see your report?
This will be, I'm glad you asked that. Thank you. This will be on tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox 2 News.
All right, Elliot Davis, always enjoy your work. Thanks for joining me here this morning.
Hey, I appreciate it. Good to be here. Enjoy the day.
You too. Fox 2's Elliot Davis here on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.